feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, why do you do your law kick job? You use your income for what purpose? Do you earn it to open a center or for your law kick family? If you have the aim of earning an income to use for godly task, while doing your law kick job, you would only remember service, would you not? On whose direction are you doing that? Since you are doing it according to the Father's Srimad, you would then remember the one who has given you the Srimad, could you not? That is why Bab Dada says, whilst doing your laukik jobs, always consider yourselves to be trusty. This is again the Avyakta Murli. 23rd December 1987, Sundays of Avyakta Murli. This is a very beautiful word, trusty. It has, the word trusty has got various components. At least five, at least seven. A trusty is someone who remains burden free, who is an instrument, who is staying with a sense of surrender, who is attachment free and yet responsible, who is ownership free and who is humble. The most important of all of this is to be ownership free. Ownership means this is mine, you know, a piece of land, person's right is name, this is my land, this is a piece of farm. And we write name. There is a board. This is land belongs to. This property belongs to. The land must laugh, must be laughing at the man. Because before you, somebody else had put the board. And after you, somebody else will come and put the board. The land existed when I was not born. The land will continue to exist when I cease to be. So that's a false sense of ownership. Another thing, this is my land. Another thing, this is your land. And I will take your land. Even to say that this is your land, this is again, we are walking inside the sphere of ownership. Means you think other person is owner. Nobody is the owner. Existence is the owner. Astitva. This is my office. I put my name. Okay. So, before me, somebody else was there. And after me, somebody else would be there. Still, but this is weakness of human nature or mankind, that we have to use labels for proper social order or to avoid confusion or proper balance or harmony on earth. But creating such boards, stamps, should not make one think that I am the owner. Suppose there is a building in Madhuban and you have been given the task to look after it. And after some years, you start thinking that this is my building and I am the owner. Now I will decide who will stay inside and who will not. Those who are my favorites would go to special rooms. Those who I don't like, for them there is no room available. So the shift has happened. From being an instrument, you have become an owner. You are not owner. You do not owe anything. In fact, we came naked, empty-handed. And when we go out of this world, we do not carry anything material. Anything mundane. So now Baba is talking about money. Before the money is in my hand, the same money was in somebody else's hand. And after some time, the money would go in somebody else's hand. And I feel that I am so rich. This is my money. This is utter stupidity. This concept of ownership. And the exact opposite word to ownership is trustee. I am not owner. But, yes, I am responsible. I take care of the property. It is my responsibility to take care of it. I nourish it, I sustain it. So trustee means responsible. Trustee means ownership free. Trustee means first burden free. Out of the seven components of trustee, the first is burden free. When I say that this pen is mine, now the tension starts. Now I have to take care of it. Okay, that's also good. But if somebody else snatches it away, or if it is stolen, then I'll feel pain. Or I have been given some task to complete, but I don't hand over the task to Baba. I become full of stress, tension, worry, anxiety. So a trustee is not somebody who has all those doubts and suspicions. He remains burden free. Light, Baba says, double light. Huge responsibility. And yet you are extremely light, as if I am not doing anything. Sometimes you rather doubt, I should do something. People are doing so many things, I am not doing anything. I should do some service. Why I am not doing anything? Even though you are doing the maximum, but yet you keep on feeling inside that I am not doing anything. Because there is a sense of lightness. And this lightness is directly linked with purity. If there is a breach of brahmacharya or purity, the lightness vanishes, runs away. So to have that burden-free existence, we need to set our lifestyle in such a manner that we don't feel any burden anymore. Rather, you live in that sense of surrender. So trustee also means surrender. So when I have surrendered everything, I don't have to bother about things. How this will happen or that will happen. As I was telling that day, the story of Ramayana. Hanuman has entered Lanka and is hiding behind a tree. And Hanuman sees that Ravan is very much angry with Sita. And Ravan is about to take out his sword and brandishing in the air, about to kill Sita. So Hanuman feels as if I should go and stop this ferocious Ravan. But before he could do anything, wife of Ravana comes and stops him. So Hanuman thinks, oh see, my task is being done by her. Now I need not to go. Because he had surrendered. So trustee somewhere means surrender. Again, when the army of Ravana comes and catch, the army comes and catches Hanuman, he doesn't try to stop them. The order was to kill Hanuman, but then he doesn't say anything. He just sits, and that Ravana's brother Vibhishan comes and stops the army, and he tells them, don't kill that. It is unethical to kill a messenger, an ambassador. He is a divine ambassador. So again, he is sitting in that stage of surrender. I don't have to do anything now. Because Rama is sitting there now. So he will have his work done through these people. Third example. One of the monstrous servant who is looking after Sita, Tritaka, Trajata. She says that she had a dream, Trijata, where she saw that a monkey came and he is burning entire Lanka. So Hanuman thinks, but I have not been given such an order from my boss to burn the Lanka. How can I burn? I will not do this. But then when Hanuman is caught, and then it is decided that we cannot kill an ambassador. So Ravana orders his men to burn his tail, because tail is very much favorite of monkey. So his tail is burnt. Now the Hanumana is thinking, oh see, from where I could have procured oil, ghee, cloths to burn the entire Lanka. So my lord Ram gets things done for me even through persons like Ravana. So why should I do anything now? And if suppose I had done anything, then I would have become egoistic, thinking that see, if I would not have been there, Sita would not have been saved. It's only because of me that Sita is saved. So there is a feeling of I. When this I is dropped, we enter into the stage of surrender. This is real surrender. Surrender has nothing to do with any cloth, any batch, any function or any place. It is a mental stage. It is a state of the mind where the I is removed, where there is no ownership. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to him or everything belongs to existence. I am not the owner. I just look after things. That's it. Before me, somebody else was sitting in that office. After me, somebody else will sit in the same office. This nameplate which I have kept there, it is only for the sake of communication or to avoid confusion. That's it. Otherwise, I have no business here. Today, I am staying in this house or that house or this room or that room. Before me, somebody else was staying in the same room. After me, somebody else will stay in the same room. Even whilst I am staying, I am not the owner. Always think that you are living in a rented room. God is the owner. Existence is the owner. That's it. I remain light. Otherwise, there is a burden. So trustee has got 7 components. The first component is burden free. A trustee is somebody who remains burden free. No stress, no tension, absolutely light within. Huge responsibility outside, but there's a sense of lightness. Baba said in Sunday's Murli, a Brahmin means always, every day is a festival. Every day is an enthusiasm. Utsa, utsa. You are dancing, you are eating, you are singing. So eating, singing, dancing, jumping. This is what Brahmin life is all about. So you are dancing avatars. You are singing masihas. You are eating tirthankaras. You are laughing buddhas. So this life is not about fasting. It is about feasting. Life is not just about celibacy, but about celebration. So the entire life should become celebration. Even death should become a celebration. If you die, instruct people that they should laugh, dance. The best thing is this CNG. You know, these COVID patients. Natural compressed gas. CNG furnaces are there everywhere in the government hospitals. You die, body goes in the CNG, 1 hour, finished. No tension about flowers, ceremonial and moving this and that and mantra jap and nothing else. It's very fast, no time waste. You die, body inside, button on, finished. This is beautiful thing. Burden free, no tension about death. Death, let it come today or tomorrow. The whole world is in the stage of fear, death. That's why they run away. But when you become fearless from within, you have no stress, no tension about anything. About contracting disease or that disease or this. There's so much fear and trepidation in the minds of people. There are only three diseases at present in the whole world. One, COVID, second, weakness, and third, fear. Every patient who comes tells, what is your problem? Weakness. Post-COVID weakness. Extreme exhaustion and weakness. No power within. Give some medicine for weakness. So weakness, disease and fear. What fear? The fear is gone. You have become absolutely fearless dabang. No fear of anything. No fear of death, no fear of disease, no fear of old age. No fear of decay, no fear of degeneration, no fear of blame. No fear of becoming poor. Because you don't have any wants. The lesser the want, the happier you become. The more the want, the more worried you become. Decrease your wants if you want to become happy in life. Decrease your food, decrease your water intake, decrease your everything. Fluid intake, everything. Decrease your needs. It's not about eating this or eating that, drinking this or drinking that. Increasing or decreasing. It's not about that. It's all about mindset. I don't need any foreign nutrition. I don't need any foreign nourishment. I don't need anything from outside. I am full. I don't need anything. You know, when there is a tank of water, there is a meter. The meter shows full. Now you can't put anything inside. So also your meter should show full. Now nothing you need from outside. I don't need any praise. I don't need any love. I don't need anything, any appreciation or any acknowledgement. If people praise me, then I will work very hard or I will work in nice, better manner. It's nothing like that. My work, my job, my seva has nothing to do with anything outside that is happening. So that's why there is no fear at all. An absolute fearlessness. So trustee means first burden free. Second, trusty means instrument. You are an instrument. Today I am instrument. Tomorrow somebody else would become an instrument. So I have no qualms about it. I have no sorrow about it. What? I am just an instrument. If not me, somebody else would become an instrument. But I am happy that yes, I am instrument for this seva. Yet I am not attached to that seva. If suppose you are told, pack your bag and baggage and go. You should be ready to go. Right away. And hand over the key. Right. Keep your bag ready always. Thanks. I enjoyed the stay here. If destiny allows, I will come back. Otherwise, tata, bye bye. Sayonara. See you in the next kalpa. If not here, somebody else. You are like a vagabond fakir. You move from this place to that place, unattached. If you are okay staying somewhere, it's fine. But the moment the job is done, I'm done. Unattached. So probably my work is somebody else at another place now. Some other people are waiting for me. My new account is getting started in some other bank. The bank account is closed. Frozen. New part, new account, some other place, new relationship, new people, new places, new job, new everything. So I don't need anything. So trustee means burden free. Second trustee means instrument. Third trustee means surrender. I have surrendered. Now I don't use my intellect much. I just sit in that stage of surrender. The fourth, attachment free. I am not attached to anything. Anything of this world. No person, no object, no thing. Because I have understood everything is ephemeral. Everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. The moment I attach myself to anything, I have to come to sorrow. This is my experience. Out of this experience, I have understood that things are not as they are. Everything, every existence is impermanent. The law of impermanence says that everything which is happening, even the emotions, the thoughts, emotions, thoughts, memories, imaginations, everything which is happening is impermanent. So I remain detached. Everything that is happening on the body, today there is a pain, after some time there will not be any pain. So I am detached from the body also, in the sensations of the body. There's a painful sensation and there is a loveful sensation. I am detached from both the sensations. So detachment. So attachment free. Next, trustee means, what is this one? Responsible. Yes. Trustee doesn't mean that you become lazy like a bicycle. No. You are utterly accountable for all the things. You are doing your job, your seva with full responsibility, without any lack of, without any carelessness, without, you see that you are meticulous, don't resort, you do not commit any mistake, you are absolutely 100% accountable in your service. And yet, all these things. And next, ownership free. You know it, nothing is mine. This pen is not mine, I am using it, that's it. This building is not mine, I am taking care of this building. This broom is not mine, I am just sitting in this office. That's it. I am staying in this house, before me somebody else was staying, after me somebody else would stay. I am using this laptop, but this laptop is not mine. No object is mine. I drop the sense of ownership. And the last, humility. Because of all these things, I do not become egoistic, because I have understood that things are getting operated by some divine law, which is all, which is above me. And that imparts a sense of humility to me. So I don't become arrogant within, because I know that things are happening on its own. I am just a puppet, and the puppeteer is up. I am just an actor, and the director is sitting up. I am just a doll, and my operator is up above there. I am just an instrument. So, dropping this feeling of, out of all six, seven, I place the maximum on this ownership. Drop ownership. You will be happy. I am not owner at all. No tension at all. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Why do you do your low-key job? You use your income for what purpose? Do you earn it to open a center or for your low-key family? If you have the aim of earning an income to use for the godly task while doing your low-key job, you would only remember service. Would you not? On whose directions are you doing that? Since you are doing it according to the Father's Srimad, you would then remember the one who has given you that Srimad, would you not? This is why Bab Dada says, while doing your low-key jobs, always consider yourselves to be trustee. Avikta Murli, 23rd December 1987. Om Shanti.